This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. I had a flashback this morning. After coming into Midway Airport in Chicago, driving up the street, I went by the Mystic plant. Mystic Lubricants plant, just a little bit northwest of Midway there, where 5 years ago this summer, I was invited to come over to the plant and to watch how they process their product and all of the care that goes in to the Mystic JT8 super heavy-duty engine oils that come out of that plant. They come out in barrels in some instances. They come out in those smaller quart containers. But in all instances, they're concerned about the quality and making sure that you, the customer, gets that quality there on the farm. They take samples and they send it to the laboratory to make sure there's no degradation of the product, because they know you depend upon Mystic Lubricants on the farm to keep your machines working harder for longer, and you can count on that season after season after season with the help of Mystic Lubricants. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to their website, mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. First of all, just off the telephone a few minutes ago with an agriculture banker as we talked about what's going on out there. This man is president and CEO of Agriculture Banks in the Midwest. He said in a session yesterday with his employees, he shared with them that especially in times like these, when the farm economy is hurting so much, lenders need to remember they're doing business with people. Yes, while they are watching the bottom line to be sure, that their understanding and sensitivity needs to be focused as much as possible on the people, the farm families with whom they work. Milford Pete Nedlinski on the farm in Nebraska was born December 1st, 1918. Pete Nedlinski is in his 75th consecutive wheat harvest on that farm in Perkins County, Nebraska. Yes, if you did the math on that, he's almost 100. Pete Nedlinski told KNOP-TV, "It's just natural, I guess, out here on the farm." He said he contemplated going into the Navy, but when his father said the farm might not be there when he returned 4 years later, he reconsidered going into the service. Pete Nedlinski told KNOP-TV, "As time changes, so does technology, especially when it comes to farming equipment." He said everything has changed. He said, "We used to run pull-type combines. Now we're up to 40-foot cuts." Pete said, "You gotta love doing it, and have money enough to get started is the main thing." Pete said in the 50s and 60s, everybody was a neighbor. We very seldom had to hire men because we always worked together. And if somebody had something to do or needed an extra tractor, we'd just go ahead and do it for them. As this 2018 wheat harvest began on the Nedlinski farm in Perkins County, Nebraska, Pete could be seen driving the tractor and the grain cart across the field. He said, "When July 1st comes, we figured it's time to cut wheat," as Pete is doing for his 75th wheat harvest. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.